You can make money all sorts of ways, as you may be aware from listening to this podcast. From our very first week, way back in 2017, when we looked at a guy in England earning thousands of dollars in passive income from blogging about fish tanks. That's right, one of our early episodes. People still ask me about it. To other folks selling all sorts of odd or unusual services, there really is something for everyone. And that's the point. It's not just something that you've heard of before. It's not just, you know, I don't know, buying rental properties or something. There's just so many ways to make money using a skill, creating something of value for others. Now, that said, some topics or niches are much more profitable than others. So today's caller is wondering if we can kind of, you know, cut to the chase and just give him a list, and maybe you as well. So I figured, okay, fair enough. I will give it a try. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gallibo. So glad you're out there. The detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hi, Chris. This is Tucker, and I've been listening to your show for a couple of years. You've mentioned that some topics are more profitable than others, like personal finance, for example. Do you have a list of topics like these? Also, what do profitable topics have in common? Knowing in advance would be helpful as I'm trying to decide on my next project. Thanks, and looking forward to hearing your thoughts about this.
All right, the man wants a list. Let's see if we can give him a list. I'm actually going to give you four, at least. I'm sure the list could go on beyond that, but four topics that are especially profitable. And we're going to start with the broad topic and then look at a way to make them more specific. So four broad topics. Number one, financial advice, personal finance, broadly speaking. Number two, health and wellness, again, broadly speaking. Number three, sales and marketing. Number four, travel. Okay, so none of those are niches. We're going to drill down a bit into each of them and take an example from each category. So financial advice. A friend of mine, Nat Eliason, he advises play-to-earn games on their tokenomics. So I've been really getting into play-to-earn. I've talked about it in a couple of different episodes. Basically games, you know, online games where you can make real money. So in the design of these games, it's really important to get the right economic structure, which is known as tokenomics in the world of crypto. And so Nat, you know, advises games, you know, or game designers, programmers who are making new games. And he has done really well in carving this niche out for himself. Number two, health and wellness. So Jason Fitzgerald, we've had him on the podcast. He has a project called Strength Running. He is a full-time running coach, makes a six-figure income, basically helping people to run better. But he has really kind of carved out a niche for himself also as this coach that focuses on training programs incorporating strength training. I think his website is strengthrunning.com. You can check it out to learn more. Number three, sales. So let's say a consultant who helps specifically with shopping cart recovery. So if you are in the e-commerce business, you know that lots of visitors come to your website and put something in their shopping cart but never check out. And so if you can improve the conversion rate, you know, of those people who are obviously thinking about making a purchase but for whatever reason don't, then, you know, you can help businesses make a lot more money, which of course is very valuable. So that is a profitable topic. All right, so we've got financial advice, health and wellness, sales. Last one is travel. For that, let's say a luxury cruise agent. So cruises are still commissionable, unlike airfare for the most part. So most travel agents are specializing in hotels, in cruises, in luxury vacations, experiences. So someone who is specializing in luxury cruises, you know, over time, they actually can build up a client base and make a lot of commission. So those are four broad areas, lots of potential niches within them. What do they have in common? They have a user base that spends money, you know, AKA willing to invest, and or a clear major benefit for the user. I think those are the main characteristics that profitable topics have in common. All right, good luck. Thanks again for the question. And listeners, if you have one, a question that is, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. Let me know what you're working on, what you're wondering about, what to do for your first idea or your next side hustle. And of course, I'll be back every single day, new episode every morning. In fact, my name is Chris Gallibo. This is Side Hustle School. Thank you.
from the Onward Project.